White, St. Helena, California, January 16, 1908. Elder J. E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. My son, Edson White, I wish to say to you that your whole confidence must be in the Lord. If you will make Him your trust, you will obtain the control of self. Lean heavily upon the strength of the Lord. Learn patience. Let nothing disturb your mind. We are preparing for the heavenly courts. We should ever bear this in mind. I want to say to you again, the food factory should not have all the machinery taken away, leaving the bare building. I believe there are persons who will purchase the buildings as it is and carry on the food business. I say to you, keep control of your spirit. Enter into no compromise with those who cannot give you anything to relieve your present situation. Be patient. This is the word that is given me for you. I have been writing constantly for 2 weeks that, if possible, I might set things in order among the workers. I pray that the will of the Lord may be done by you and by me and by W.C. White. I pray that each member of my family may pursue such a course that we all may hear the well done spoken unto us. Matthew 25, verse 21. Let us remember that there is a great and grand work to be done in the saving of souls, and time is short. We have not one moment to waste on matters that are unessential. I have received a letter from Elder Butler, but I have not written to him, fearing that what I might say he would not understand. He does not view some matters in a correct light, and the least I say concerning those matters just now, the better. When I can write clearly regarding them, I will do so. But just now, silence is eloquence. I want to have my heart prepared to understand the truth. I am instructed that we are not to transfer the Paradise Valley Sanitarium at present to the conference. We shall not be clear if we do this now. This matter will be made more clear to me in time, but for the present, God forbids that any move be made in this direction. Let us keep the communication open between God and our souls. Let us walk humbly and keep the mind clear to do the will of the Lord. I am surprised when I see men who are given positions of trust exalt themselves and become self-sufficient. This is a dangerous trait of character to manifest in these days of peril. How men can thus exalt self and lose their bearings is a mystery to me. The truth, present truth for this time, is to be given to the people as meat in due season. A plain, "Thus saith the Lord," is to be declared, not in an authoritative manner, but with assurance and in the spirit of love that the Holy Ghost imparts to the sincere believer. Angels of God will make the impressions on hearts if the truth is presented in the fear of God. God does not become indifferent to our situation. He does not sleep. The promise which He gave to His disciples before He ascended to heaven reaches to all time. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. My son, claim this promise. Cling to the hand of Christ, and let Him lead you. I cannot write you much, for I have little strength today. I have written letter after letter to our different workers until I am worn out. I desire to be continually, when I can, communing with God.